Welcome back on the final segment here on Buff Talk here on January the 22nd. Cal Freeman here for 99.9 The Rock. Thank you so much to head coach Jacob Miller for joining us here from the girls' basketball team. We now welcome on a couple student-athletes, seniors in Camden Carr and Ryan Martinez. How are you both doing tonight?
Good. We're good. Yeah.
Okay, so I'll start with the same question that I just asked Coach. I assume your answers are going to be different. We've got a big bus ride on Friday, 5.5 hours. Cam, I'll start with you. How do you plan on killing the time?
I think that I'm going to watch a lot of film most of the time and nap because it's going to be a very early morning. So I think that I'm probably just going to nap, do schoolwork since we'll be missing, and then probably spend the time watching film.
See, that's a very smart answer considering your coach is a tape away. Let me ask you this. What are some of your favorite hobbies off the court?
I basically just play sports at all times. So I run a lot and kind of practice for track season, and then also I play volleyball. And then if I'm not doing any sports related things, then usually I'm just shopping, and that's why I have no money.
Don't worry, I'm the same way right now. You do a little bit of everything. We had you on actually during volleyball season, and then like a week later you're on homecoming court, so congratulations on that. What was the reaction when you got announced?
I was kind of just in shock because I don't know. I feel like it was just something that everybody hopes that they get at some point, but I just was kind of going into it not thinking that I would. So then whenever I heard my name, I was like, oh, dang, that's me.
Are you looking forward to track season as well?
Yeah, I really am. I love track so much, and I'm just really looking forward to cutting off a lot of seconds this year.
Favorite part about track?
Probably just being able to get a hurdle all the time and being able to be competitive with myself and not always having to rely on my teammates. It's just kind of just me, and I get to be competitive with others.
For sure. Mariah, I'll head over to you now. Same question I just asked Cam. We got a long bus to ride. What do you have planned for it?
Definitely nap like Cam said. And then I'll probably watch like Netflix or Disney Plus. Watching film's probably a smart decision, so I'll probably do that.
No, but it helps that you go on that. I wanted to ask you any shows that you're watching right now, because I'm just finishing up a show and I need recommendations.
Actually, I started watching The Gilmore Girls.
Okay.
Yeah, I really like The Gilmore Girls.
I don't know if I'd be interested in that.
Maybe not. I like it.
I'm finishing The Bear tonight, so I'm super excited about that. it's a show on Hulu. Let me ask you this. What are some of your favorite hobbies to do off the court?
I don't know. I think basketball is the only main sport that I play. I do also athletic training with like football and stuff. But other than that, I do go shopping a lot too with like my family and my sisters. And yeah.
Do you save money better than Cam does?
Maybe. I probably so. Do. I am a big saver. I try to save my money, but sometimes I get a little carried away.
So you are the responsible one of this table right now.
I spend as I get.
Maybe.
Let me ask you about this. You've been really featuring on this basketball squad a lot this season on varsity is what I was trying to say. Talk to me about what really wanted to push you to play for this team.
What
made you really want to play for this team? Yeah.
Well, I always wanted to play since I was in freshman. My freshman year, I knew I wanted to play all 4 years. And I really just like playing with my teammates that I've been playing with since middle school. I always wanted to play with them. Like, we would always talk about how we would play till our senior year, how we would see our banners hanging up, and we would just talk about that for, like, 6 years. And so that's just being able to play with like my teammates since like seventh grade. And yeah, mainly Cam, because I've mainly been to Cam since seventh grade. All the other girls have either moved schools or stopped playing. So yeah.
That's really cool. So you guys have been playing together for a long time. You started playing in middle school?
Mm-hmm. It was like sixth grade. We were on a team together. Mm-hmm. And then since then we've stuck it out together.
Yeah.
Brian, let me ask you this. When did you start playing basketball, and when did you kind of realize you wanted to play at the high school level?
I think I started playing probably sixth grade on that team that she was just talking about. And I don't know, I guess I just wanted to keep playing. I really liked it. I actually played soccer when I was younger, but I guess I kind of fell out of that, and I started playing basketball, and I never stopped.
Don't worry. as someone who played soccer for a long time, basketball's a lot more fun to play.
It is. I think I agree with that too.
I wish I could play basketball. I wish I could play basketball. You don't want to see that. Cam, let me ask you this. So you've been playing with Mariah since sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
What was some of your first impressions when you first met her?
We have known each other since kindergarten.
Wow.
So, we've always just been like the crazy two friends. We laugh about anything and everything. So ever since kindergarten, we've always just had this bond, which has made it so much easier to play sports together.
Mm-hmm.
Over the years, and our chemistry has just like built and gotten stronger and stronger over the past few years, because we did like everything together. we used to hang out from the time we woke up pretty much to the time we had to go home. So
yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. One of the things I was talking about with Coach Miller actually is how tightly knit this group is. Would you say it's the same thing?
Yeah, I say that we're really close, which is something that's really special, because you don't see that with a lot of teams. I feel like a lot of times teams kind of argue and like they have problems, but we're all each other's like best friends, and we all are laughing together and have really fun moments.
Mariah, let me ask you this kind of same question. Where do you feel like this team really gets on together?
I think we really have fun when we go on away games, because we all, like, in hotels or like just on the bus, we all get along really well and just have a good time together.
Well, 3 straight games on the road for you guys. How you feeling?
Good. It's been a while since we traveled, gone away. And I'm really excited. I really hope we can pull through for all 3 games. But yeah.
Cam, I'll ask you the same thing. How are you feeling going into these next 3 road games?
I'm feeling pretty excited, kind of how Ray said, because we haven't played in like a week, but we really haven't played away in since like December. So it's going to be really fun, especially our tournament, well, the Saturday game, because we'll get to be in a hotel and we'll get a bond with our teammates. So those are always really fun. So I'm pretty excited.
Hopefully it'll be a fun couple games. Thank you both for coming on tonight. Best of luck this next couple weeks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Buff Talk here tonight on 99 on the Rock. I want to give big thank yous to head coach Kip Nichols, student athletes Camden Carr, Ryan Martinez, Caden Strasser, and Kylie Whitehurst, as well as head coach Jacob Miller for joining in on tonight's show. Of course, we were just alluding to it, Garden City and Goodland tomorrow. Girls get underway at 6 o'clock. The boys are to follow after that. All pregame coverage on 99 the Rock begins at 5:40 from Goodland tomorrow. 2 teams will be in Oklahoma City on Saturday to take on Mount St. Mary's. Thank you so much for tuning in to this special presentation of Buff Talk. For Colin Welleth back in the studio, my name is Cal Friedman. Have a great rest of your Monday night. We'll talk to you tomorrow on the morning roundup.
You've been listening to Buff Talk, live from Old Chicago in Garden City. Buff Talk, a presentation of Western Kansas Broadcast Center Sports.